The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents their 07 Summer Blizzard. It's an evening of 30 ultra-short plays in under 2 hours, a dizzying display of theater in three-minute bits. Features the work of 24 playwrights, 21 actors, and 3 directors. And audience members get a chance to vote on best plays, and in fact, they can even stuff the ballot box by buying additional votes. I'm George Walker, and our guests include one of the 24 writers and one of the 3 directors for the Summer Blizzard. Our writer is also one of the producers, Gabe Glodin. Gabe, thanks very, very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about writing for this. There are 24 writers, so I gather that really there's a bit of a jostle to get a chance to get your work on the stage. What's your particular piece about?
I have 2, actually. One of them is about a group of kids watching the end credits of a popular movie and that they're really disappointed with. and then finally getting what they think is coming to them. That's all. That's what I'll say about that. And the other one is called Placenta Stew, and it's about overnourishing parents. Super nourishing parents. Let's just put it that way. You can't really give too much away about a 3-minute play. Like, all the action takes place in 3 minutes. There really is no exposition other than, 10-second intro. Hi, my name is so-and-so, your name is so-and-so, and we're doing this. Let's go.
Speaking of 10-second introductions, Gabe Glodin is a graduate of the SPIA program at IU in nonprofit management. How did this work out in terms of your interest in arts and your current work with the Bloomington Playwrights Project?
Through SPIA, I was able to secure an internship. I had actually written a short play for the previous season's Blizzard for them in the fall of 05, and then in the spring of 06, found this internship open up, and I was able to talk to Rachel Himsel, the previous PR director, and she let me on board, and Rich and Brashan and the whole gang there, have really kind of held my hand, and now I'm the PR director there.
Talking with Gabe Glodin, one of the writers, he's also a producer for the Summer Blizzard at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. Our next guest is Pat Anderson. Pat's a co-owner of Zucchini Prints and just recently started working for IU as well. Her part of Summer Blizzard is as a producer, and in addition, she's one of the 3 directors. Pat, 3 directors, 30 plays, that means you've got 10?
I've got 10.
How in the world, I've heard of herding cats and things like that, but directing 10 3-minute plays, how in the world do you organize it?
You write everything down and make people stay a little longer than they want and be sure everyone's patient.
Those sound to me like rules that we could really sell, perhaps as part of tips on big business. When did you get involved with the Bloomington Playwrights Project?
I've been loosely involved with the project for about 15 years. And when my children were small, I slowed down a little bit, got back into it as they were in their teens. Had a real interest in it the whole time I've lived here, and I actually did go to a production when the theater was on Gentry Street, if anybody can remember that.
That takes back a while.
Yeah.
As you're working with really ultra-short plays and with 10 creative teams, are there particular things that you find?
I think most of them have hidden talents, that they'll surprise you with things. Lots of times I'll have cast an actor in a particular role, and then I'll watch them, and they'll totally surprise me. They won't be what I expected, and oftentimes it sends me in a new direction because what they're doing is better than what I pictured.
We've been talking with Pat Anderson. She's one of the 3 directors for the 30 plays that make up the Summer Blizzard at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. It opens this Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Showtime at 7:30, then there's a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. And audience members participate by voting for the best plays, and they even can stuff the ballot box by buying additional votes. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.